away. Blue Point needs the line. Dream of Dreams didn't make it. Blue Point completes the double. Blue Point for James Doyle and Charlie Appleby. Got tight late on. Dream of Dreams bobbed to make it very close.
On Sky Sports Radio and Radio Tab, the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend with Jimmy and Ray.
Darren Beedman very shortly, but we've got our acts of courage, acts of bravery.
Are you going to read this out?
Yeah, I am. Just before we get to that, we've got this one from, we'll do that before we get to Darren, but this one on Twitter has been sent in by Sparty or Lenny. The biggest act of bravery goes to Ray and or Tanya every week. Working with your spouse is ludicrous slash brave and frankly incongruous to social norms. I've been happily married 25 years, but HR would fairly be called within 6 minutes.
The bravery goes to Tanya, but it helps when never had an argument in five, six years.
There you go. Yeah, you and I haven't had an argument for couple of weeks either. So anyway, now just before we go to Darren, we're talking about acts of courage. Craig Newitt and Damien Oliver riding on after tragically losing members of their family. Very, very courageous. Regards, Davo from Cooma.
Hard to top that.
Very much so.
We'll ask the great man himself about that. Darren Beedman's been good enough to join us. Darren, good morning. And well, our talk topic today is about acts of courage in sport. And well, that day when Media Puzzle won the Melbourne Cup for Damien Oliver, a week after he lost his brother Jason, that's pretty hard to beat, Daz, isn't it?
Certainly is, Ray. It's you know, having sort of something on your shoulders and in your heart and in your mind. You know, racing as a jockey, it's not only the skill of riding the horse, but it becomes a bit of a psychological thing as well. And you've got those thoughts running through your head. It'd be very tough and very, you know, just shows you, you know, the strength of someone like Damien. You know, he's been able to overcome a lot of, you know, difficult circumstances in his career, and he's very resilient.
That's for sure.
Yeah. Which brings us very nicely to Rachel King, Darren. And I know you said some nice things about her yesterday. She was returning from injury herself, so not in a fall, but it certainly would play on her mind. What is it about Rachel that she's doing so well with golf, Godolphin, away from Godolphin?
Yes, no, she's really, you know, gone to the next level, I think, as far as her ability goes and the way that, you know, she's able to match it with the boys in Sydney. It's probably one of the hardest ranks to be riding against when you've got the likes of Huey and Kieran and Tommy, and I've left out probably another five or six there, boys that, you know, are very competitive, and it's not easy, you know, for girls in the industry. But she's very determined, and but the thing about I like about Rachel is that she just goes about her business and doesn't get too flustered, and in a race, you know, she doesn't find too much trouble. She keeps her horses well balanced, and horses run for her.
And that was evident yesterday, wasn't it, Darren, on Galway? She timed that horse's finishing burst to perfection in the June Stakes. She gets those finishing sprints just right so often.
Yeah, she did. She's performed that on numerous occasions with Deprive, and I remember riding one of her first wins for us was on Asaurian at Warwick Farm one day, and she rode him from back in the field and weaved the passage, you know, through the runners, which is not an easy task when you know, like with a car, it's a little bit different, but you're trying to work with the animal. And you know, even yesterday with Gulwar, like, he hasn't won for, you know, for some time, so for her to bring him into the race at the prime time to give him the confidence, it was a great effort.
Yeah, and obviously the track conditions suited him nicely as well. Fourth run on the heavy, couple of wins, couple of seconds.
Yes, yeah, look, I think he ran third to Trekking in one of his first starts.
He did, early doors.
Like, he's always had good ability, but James has tracked him around over to Perth, and he was a bit unlucky over there. He drew a wide gate, and he's been up north, and he's been all over the countryside. So, look, you know, he's it was really deserving horse and rider.
Mm. Darren, I know you were at Rose Hill yesterday, but I did notice a two-year-old win at Newcastle, and I know it's difficult to get carried away provincial maiden form, but Lanagira, a horse who was stakes placed early in the season, he made a mess of him at Newcastle yesterday.
He did. Look, he's a very precocious horse and probably just wants to get on with the job a little bit too. He just needs retraining, I guess, in a sense. And James is, you know, and all the boys Dizzy at Crown, they've really tried to harness his enthusiasm. And sometimes that can happen when, you know, you sort of set him alight early as an early two-year-old back in the spring as a two-year-old. But yesterday, you know, the sectionals that he's thinking, I know it was only over 900 metres, yeah, but I think he broke 33 for
he went 32.91, Darren, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, that sort of says something about his brilliance. And, look, if we can manage that, and Keegan gave him a lovely ride yesterday in the sense that he was able just to not pressurise him too early and give him the constant confidence at the vital stage at the furlong when he had to find another gear when the other horse came at him. And he was strong on the line, which is encouraging for the future.
Mm. Hey, Darren, I know we've been amazed at the performances of the Godolphin, the Blue Army, over the course of the last season, which is just about finished. When does James and you and Vin sit down and do an assessment of the year and start planning about, you know, what becomes targets for next year?
Oh, that happens every week.
Well, I was going to say, I'm sure it doesn't happen. Right, I will catch up for a coffee Tuesday at about 12.
Yeah, we'll have a latte down at 12.
That's it.
And, yeah, we'll just do an overall, you know, look at the season and see where we go next season.
But the thing about it is, Darren, because you're so invested in it now, you need to have that ability to step back and have a look at it from a big picture point of view.
Well, we get monthly reports through, like, it's, as you understand, it's a massive operation. And, you know, Vin does a monthly report every month and just, you know, highlights certain things within the company, in whether it be, you know, racing, breeding, you know, when they're selling the horses as well.
Sure.
I think, like, we're up to, I think it's about 57 stakes winners this season, 9 Group 1s. I think we're getting close to $30 million in prize money. So, look, it's been a tremendous job. You know, it's a big wheel with a lot of cogs. And, you know, the horses are back in training now for the spring. So, you know, James is obviously, he's got a short-term plan and a long-range plan for these type of horses, you know, to see them reach their heights.
Darren, just if you can, Osborne Bulls, is he back in work now? And is he likely to be the stable's big hope for the Everest again?
Yeah, well, he's obviously, you know, and you've got Trekking as well.
Oh, yeah, Stradbroke winning,
yeah. And you've got Elise.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I think 1,200 at Randwick's just ideal for her. So, Avilius, he's back in work. You know, he's apparently, he's in Hartnell. He's been one of our great
warriors
yeah. over the last few years, 4 or 5 years. So, look, but the thing about, you know, the horses that they haven't had a taxing time in training, so there's plenty of meat on the bone for down the track.
Mm. Terrific. Just amazing. Darren, as always, good with your time. We do appreciate it. And thanks for joining us. No doubt we'll speak again very shortly.
Good. Thanks, fellas.
Darren
Biedman there, champion jockey now. What's his official title at Godolphin?
I would say stable rep. But
stable representative.
Right, he's right next to James. He's heavily invested in the stable. It looks after primarily a lot of the two-year-olds at Crown Lodge at Warwick Farm. So, and they've had an extraordinary season, as you know, Jim.